3, 2, 1.
Hello, and welcome to Fun Fact Friday. I'm your host, Leela.
And I'm your other host, David. I'm Leela's dad.
Fun Fact Friday is a weekly podcast where we discuss fun facts that you find online.
All of our fact sources will be in the show notes at funfactfriday.com. Before we get started, we have a couple of quick notes. Fun Fact Friday with Leela and David is now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on either of these services, it would be fantastic if you could pop over and subscribe and leave us a review. If you have any fun facts to share with us or a correction, you can send them to mail@funfactfriday.com. Fun Fact Friday is setting up a donations page if you would like to contribute to the show. Fun Fact Friday has set up a Patreon page, along with its other Midas Media productions. All money goes towards the cost associated with producing our shows. So, Leela, what is our theme for this episode?
The theme for this episode, Dad, is royalty.
Royalty! So what do you have for us? You can start us off.
The royal family were not allowed to play Monopoly all because it's too vicious.
So the board game Monopoly that we love so much.
Yes.
We like to play the Switch version at our house. We have different... How many different copies of this game do we have? We have the Fortnite version, the Legend of Zelda version. So they're not allowed to play Monopoly at all. Do you think there's even copies in the house so they're not tempted? I mean, with as vicious as the... I understand that the royals can be towards one another. Maybe that is a good idea. You've taken Park Place once again. You have any more fun facts about the royal family?
Queen Elizabeth II prefers very bright colors over darker colors.
I have seen pictures, and we'll try and find some and post them on the website, of her wearing a litany of different colors, all bright yellows and greens, and she's always got an amazing hat with them. I especially like all of her hats.
Me too. They're so pretty.
But yes, we'll try and find some pictures and post them on the episode page.
So, Dad, what facts do you have for us today?
I think I'll start off with royal births. Our cat is trying so hard to get into the room that we're recording in.
She's sticking her paws through the bottom of the door.
Paws under the door.
Okay.
Royal births. Due to concerns about the preservation of royal bloodlines, royal births were a major historical deal. When Mary of Modena gave birth to James Stuart, no less than 200 people attended, and Marie Antoinette of France was almost killed by the crowds rushing in to witness her giving birth.
That was very interesting.
Can you imagine? Instead of just the doctor and maybe the spouse in the room, 200 people attending. Our cat Sketch must have some fun facts for us. I don't know if you can hear her in the back. The compression may kick her out, but she is singing the song of her people. Notice the dog is being very quiet and obedient.
We mentioned on our last podcast episode that he just likes to sit around all day and sleep.
That's exactly what he's doing right now.
So yeah, that was very interesting.
Yep, with royal births, they back in the old days, they had to have lots of people witness the birth so nobody could contest and say, well, that's not really your child. So it was commonplace for there to be a lot of witnesses so people could confirm, yes, I saw that baby being born, and that is indeed the queen's son or daughter.
Okay, that does make some sense.
Right.
Not too much sense, but yeah.
So what else do you have for us?
The royal queen does not have to carry a passport with her to travel. But all the other royal members of her family have to.
I would think that she would be flying in private planes, so... And wherever she lands, they're going to be expecting her, because the guards have already been and checked things out and made sure there's not anybody trying to hurt her where she's going to land. And I wouldn't think she would need a passport. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Also, all of the bills have her face on it. So.
Right. She could be like, hey, look, here's 20 quid or what, pounds, I guess. Here's 20 pounds, quid. I don't know the British form of money.
I think it's pounds.
Okay.
So, Dad, would you like to share any other facts for us?
Sure. So the pharaohs, back in the old ancient Egyptian days, when you think of them, you think of the art of the pharaohs being lean and muscular guys, real, you know, specimens of humanity.
Yes.
But they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
According to a Listiverse article, the pharaohs were all fat. They had their priests prepare up to 3 huge meals a day, banquets of wine, beef, cake, just saturated fats on a plate, you know, everything. Anything. Ew. You can imagine. And they ate and ate. Royalty in those days got anything they wanted, and they liked all the best food. So they just ate and ate. Mummies have been found with clogged arteries, bulging bellies, and massive fat folds. Obesity was a reality for Egyptian pharaohs. They were so familiar with it that the Egyptians were already writing medical texts of the dangers of obesity as early as 1500 BC. So we have 3,500 years, 35 and some change. It's what, 2020? So 3,500 years of texts telling us being fat's bad for you. Fire another one at me, Leela.
The members of the royal family have to accept all of the gifts that they get.
So any gift that they receive, they have to accept. So,
yes.
So let's brainstorm some ideas of terrible gifts that you'd have that you could give someone. Ooh, a cat.
Oh my goodness, Dad.
That's a terrible gift. Cats are the worst.
I love our cat.
Yeah.
Some cats are mean.
Yes.
Not ours.
I can think of a few gifts that I wouldn't want to receive which it's not like they have to actually use or keep or anything like that, but I mean, I guess it's good policy to not upset someone from somewhere who comes and, you know, hey, look, you know, here's the best of our crops. And the queen's like, no. Not. I don't want any figs. Those look kind of gross. You know, and that might cause an international incident.
Mm-hmm.
Just be polite. You smile, you nod, you...
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll set this over here and use it later. And then whoever takes it away just chucks it in the trash.
Maybe. Yeah.
Right? One of the servants from downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Non-royals aren't allowed to touch them either.
Non-royals aren't allowed to touch the gifts?
I imagine, but despite being a well-known fact, the rule is often violated by celebrities and other royal people.
Right. I've heard that the queen especially does not like to be touched by people. Mm-mm. Wait a minute. What if my gift to the queen was a hearty handshake? She has to accept the gift, but I'm not allowed to touch her. I've broken the royal system of laws. I've got one about the British royal family. Actually, I have one or two. Do you know who Prince Harry is?
He is a member of the royal family.
Right. Yeah. He's just recently decided he doesn't really want to be a participant in the royal family anymore. I believe he moved to Canada. Mm-hmm. Do you know Prince Harry's full name?
Harry.
Harry's full name is actually Henry Charles Albert David Mountbatten, Windsor of Wales. I couldn't even get it out in one go. I get why he picks Harry. I mean, he could be Henry or Charles or Albert or David, but the Mountbatten, Windsor of Wales? Yeah, it's got 2, 3, 4 first names.
Wow.
And then a hyphenated last name. Oh, and then that's crazy. Henry Charles Albert David Mountbatten, Windsor of Wales.
That's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. How would you like to have a name like that?
Nah. What else do you have for us?
The queen can drive without a license plate on her state car. Isn't that interesting?
That is. I wonder how often she drives at her age.
I've heard that she loves driving.
I believe I've heard that too. I believe I've heard that she loves, she would used to sneak out and go driving.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I wonder if she gave, what's his name? Philip gave him the slip. Was like, hey, Philip, why don't you go down to the banquet hall and then I'll meet you there. And then, and then he hears the car start and she's like, see you later, suckers. Yeah, she was, I believe, don't all royal family members have to serve in the military at some point in their life?
I don't know about that.
I believe they do. I'll have to look that one up and post it on the blog at funfactvariety.com. Do you have any more? Or is it my turn?
I would like for you to state a couple of facts if you have any.
I'm going to tell you about King Charles VI of France.
Fancy.
King Charles ruled during a time of great chaos and turmoil existed within him as well. After his first bout of madness in 1392, when he suffered from fever and convulsions, King Charles lived out the rest of his life plagued with insanity. His paranoia and violent rages made him dangerous and homicidal to anyone in close proximity. During his spells of madness, he often had to be restrained and gave up on his personal hygiene to the point to where he had to be cut out of his clothes.
Ew.
Sounds like some video game conventions I've been to. Most famously, Charles suffered from a glass delusion. Belief that his body was made of glass.
So did he just like think he was a glass man?
Thought he was a glass man. He tried to pour wine in himself. Not realizing he could just drink it. he faded in and out of this delusion and caused radical changes to his character. When he wasn't in its grips, he was an outdoorsy athlete. When the glass delusion struck, he refused to move, sitting still for hours on end. Which I guess makes sense. If you thought you were made out of glass, just the act of closing your fist, you would think it would shatter because glass has to stay rigid.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do an episode I guess it wouldn't be fun facts, but different weird delusions that people have, because I've heard of ones where they think that everybody in their life has been replaced with imposters. There's some really interesting ones, but I don't know if those are fun facts.
Yeah.
Maybe one every once in a while we'll do a Facts Friday.
Doesn't sound as good.
Right. Do you have another one?
I have a couple about weddings and marriages.
Okay.
Royals must obtain a marriage license from the queen herself.
So, cool. I guess there's no marrying somebody that the queen doesn't approve of, huh?
Exactly. After marrying into royalty, it is impossible to ascend the throne.
That makes sense, that you can't just marry in and then become the ruler of the figurehead ruler, but that makes sense that you can't actually be part of the bloodline, I guess. Makes sense.
So?
I've got another one about the queen.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth II's very last purebred Pembroke Welsh Corgi, Willow, passed away in 2018. I know that's not really a fun fact, but the queen admitted that the heartbreaking reason that she can no longer keep her beloved corgis as pets. Elizabeth revealed that she just couldn't bear to leave any of her corgis by their lonesome after her death. So she had to stop breeding them. She's owned over 30 corgis in her life.
I don't want to own 30 corgis.
That's because dogs are better than cats. And still, she still owns two Dachshund Corgi mixes named Vulcan and Candy. Aww. So there's a fun fact. Not talking about the other part of that fact that wasn't so fun.
Corgis are adorable.
Corgis are very cute, and the queen really loves her dogs. Mm. You can really see it when they take pictures together and stuff.
That's so cute.
What else do you have for us, Leela?
The queen celebrates two birthdays, an official and a actual birthday. The actual birthday is more preferred by her to be celebrated in her family. And the official birthday is more celebrated by whole different dates in whole different countries.
Oh, it's kind of like you. You have your birthday party for your friends when friends come over and all that. And then you have your birthday party for the family when the grandfolks, grandparents come over and we have the family one. That makes sense because you don't want your grandparents hanging out with your friends because, you know, old. I get that. Okay. Marie Antoinette never said, let them eat cake. Are you familiar with Marie Antoinette? You've heard the expression before, let them eat cake?
Oh, yes. Who hasn't?
Well, when told that starving French peasants lacked any bread to eat, the queen is alleged to have callously declared, let them eat cake. There's no evidence, however, that Marie Antoinette ever uttered this famous quip. The phrase used to encapsulate the out-of-touch and indifferent royals first appeared years before Marie Antoinette ever arrived in France. In philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau's description of Marie Therese, the Spanish princess who married King Louis XIV in 1660. The remark was also ascribed to two aunts of Louis XVI before it was apocryphally tied to Marie Antoinette. So there's no actual evidence Marie Antoinette ever said, let them eat cake. And that is from history.com.
Interesting. That is...
It's interesting how throughout history you can find examples of people who are attributed to saying something and they didn't actually say it. Mm-hmm. It was almost like propaganda that she said that. I mean, whether she said it or not remains to be seen because she may have heard it and repeated it, or it may have just been an invention by someone at the time who wanted her to seem out of touch for political reasons.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I may have to read up on that a little more.
Do you have any more effects?
Let me see. Dogs, Prince Harry. No, I'm fresh out of facts. What do you have?
Nothing else. I guess we can end up our show.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Fun Fact Friday. Join us next week where our topic will be...
weather or storm facts specifically. Storm facts
specifically. Well, I'm David.
And I'm Leela.
And Fun Fact Friday is a Midas Media production. Have a good
day.
We'll see you next Fun Fact Friday.